Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein. And thanks for tuning into the show today. I have a special guest right out of Southern California. Her name is Scarlett Amore. And Scarlett is a Southern California-based writer and relationship coach on sex, love, dating, for spiritual hipsters. She pens racy and sometimes hilarious disastrous memoirs, and that's true. I saw one the other day about her enlightening adventures exploring romantic intimacy and modern relationships as a path of personal growth and empowerment in a fun, loving, spiritually sexy edge. In our show today, we're going to talk about her experiences coaching with men on sexual intimacy and why she transitioned into helping conscious singles or single women find the soulmate relationship of their dream. I'm going to welcome Scarlett Amore to the show.
Hi, Carly.
Hi. Well, welcome. So happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, me too.
Wonderful. Well, let's just tell them how we met. We actually met through social media, which is kind of the most fun and platform to meet people through. So Scarlett started watching what I was doing and said, "Hey, I got things to tell people. Let's do a show." I was like, "Sounds great."
So, right. Well, that was through your amazing Facebook group, and I just was so impressed by just the community that you've built of, women seeking love and relationships and the amazing support that you've offered to the woman. I'm just like, you're my soul sister. We got to have a talk. So I'm really excited to have a conversation and, inspire men and women to, create conscious relationships and find their true love and, just create happiness, that core foundation of happiness that we feel when we're in a romantic relationship that's working.
Well, thank you. I love to give insight when I can. Yeah, in fact, yesterday, speaking of Facebook, yesterday I posted, "You can't love someone if they don't love themselves." And I said to her, "You can love someone all you want. What you can't control is how they receive it."
Bang on, right?
I said, so send as much love to them as you can. Just don't have an expectation as to what is going to be the outcome. So, and then someone responded, "Smart lady." So I was like, for some reason, something's telling me to share that right now. But anyway, So tell us a bit about you, Scarlett, more than I've already read. How did you become a love and intimacy coach?
Whew, I'm like, where do I even begin? I guess it just comes from, some of my earliest memories as a kid. I've always been obsessed with love. I've always been, had this infatuation about romantic relationships. And on top of it all, I've always been interested in personal growth and soul evolution and spirituality, if you want to call it that, of who am I going to be on this planet and what is the impact I have on the world. I always felt like I had something more to give than just being a traditional housewife. So when I was young, my parents divorced and I was raised by a single mom in Southern California. So I had this role model of this independent, empowered woman that raised me, and she was a good woman, but I didn't have those male role models in my life because, my dad went off to his new family and I had a stepdad that came into the picture for a little bit, but he wasn't really the best role model for me. So it left me longing and seeking for, what is that magic formula to have a healthy, happy relationship being a kid from divorce, and on top of that, having at a young age, being really tapped into my sexual energy. And to me, it was more the energy of my sex that I kind of just knew was there. And I didn't even know what that concept even entailed. And, being a little kid, you know about sex and the birds and the bees and you know, maybe caught a glimpse of, you know, a Playboy magazine or something. But to me, intuitively, I knew that there was like this energy behind that feeling down there. And that I would play around with it as a kid with like with my breath. I would be like, you know, feeling something down there, and I would breathe it up and I'd move it to different parts of my body. I'd move it into my head. And, you know, I didn't find out until I was about 20 years old when I met this my first Neo Tantra teacher. They called it Neo Tantra. And that's like this whole path of studying of sacred sexuality and taking some of the old ancient yogic scriptures around, you know, yoga and meditation and energy work that also incorporated sexual union and sexual energy. So when I was 20 and I met my first teacher after reading a lot of books from my mother's, you know, bookshelf as a kid, I was just like, oh my God, this is it. This is what I've been doing my whole life, like moving this energy around and bringing it into my heart and using my consciousness. So, I mean, on top of that, I was raised New Age. I was raised, even though I was raised Catholic at the beginning, I rebelled from that, and my mother and grandma were very much into metaphysical spirituality in the 1980s. It was just up and coming. So with all of that, being tuned into energy and consciousness and meditation and astral travel and crystals and Reiki and all this stuff that was the foundation of how I saw the world, it all just kind of compiled together. And I just kind of knew that this is my path to be a love and intimacy coach, that that was my own journey and my own work. So I started working with women in my 20s. I was a woman's sexual health care coach using natural therapies, and I worked with women for 10 years. And I got to this certain point because I was working in a clinic next to doctors. I was a herbalist, a nutritionist, working in doctor's offices, giving them herbs and dietary advice, but really they, with their sexual issues, like, you know, infertility and, you know, PMS and all these menstrual difficulties, there was so much energetically behind it that was key to their mind, body, soul healing, right? It really is, health and wellness is connected to all three. So that comes back to this whole thing of like, whoa, okay, but, you know, sister, like, you know, you're having all these cramps and you're taking all these herbs and all these medicines and nothing's working, but have you dealt with your sexual abuse issues from your childhood? Mm. And that energy is stuck in your womb. And when we would do meditation to, and more deeper, like, talking out the emotions and energy behind it, all of a sudden these women would instantly, everything would heal. The medicine would finally work. So that was really remarkable for me to really get that. And so I moved away and started my own private practice to focus more on the energetics going on behind a woman's sexual health. And that eventually led me to, after my own divorce from my first husband, around 30 years old, my whole journey shifted to working with men in particular with their sexual dysfunction and issues.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, our stories are a lot alike.
Well, and I mean, isn't it like, I mean, with any coach or therapist, and maybe I shouldn't say any because I don't want to make a broad assumption, but usually, I mean, if whatever we are into with our career, often it's because we've had to learn something or heal something ourselves, especially if we're therapists. You know, I had my heart broken. Well, I had my own sexual issues. I had my own relationship issues. And so that dove me into this deep, deep, deep intensive study to heal myself, which then gave me the tools to help other people.
Yeah, definitely.
Was it like that for
well,
you too?
Yeah, I mean, I came from parents of divorce and a mom who wouldn't talk about anything related to sexuality or relationship with me, like, it was kind of like, we're not going to talk about this. And just like sent me off into the world. So yeah, I was really, you know, I spent the first, you know, really till I turned about 30 doing it really, really wrong on so many levels. So, you know, chasing men, using my sexuality to get me places, or to fulfill a void, so to speak. And, you know, there's a lot of healing that needs to take place from that.
Sure. I mean, I'm curious, like, what was a big breakthrough for you that shifted things for you to, you know, end up being a relationship coach?
Honestly, there wasn't one big, like, shift. It was a series of steps that really kind of put me in the place I'm at. So I had started selling intimate products just like a month after my 30th birthday. Well, a month, 6 weeks. And I quickly learned that I had an enormous interest in learning everything I could about relationships, intimacy, sexuality, you name it, when I started that.
Right, and from there to your dating life changed, yeah?
And then, well, then it almost got worse because men were like, oh, you sell sex toys. Oh, you're easy.
I know how that goes. If I ever told anyone I was a sex coach, you know, meeting a guy at a bar when I was single and dating, you know, they would suddenly just be like, oh, my God, let me tell you about my erectile dysfunction. And I'm just like, done.
Right? Right? And then it almost turned into a place of, well, I don't need you because I have this. Which is another dangerous route to be in. And then quickly after that, I was accepted into a Passion and Intimacy Coaching Certification Program. And that's where things shifted and I started to learn the tools I needed to learn.
Right.
Yeah, so there wasn't like one big defining moment. It's really been a gradual understanding of, oh, so this is why this was happening in my life.
Sure, and I know as a coach, I mean, kind of fast forward on my life story, I now work with women as, you know, a dating and relationship coach for a single woman. And what I found is, you know, I have a very, very unique personality type of the woman that I relate with. And that's because I have my own story. You know, I have my own dating and relationship story of what brought me to meeting the man of my dreams. And
yeah,
therefore, the women that are the best match for me as a coach are women that basically, they're just like, oh, my God, it's like I'm looking in the mirror. You're telling my story. I had no idea anyone else even got me. Right?
Right.
Because there's so much advice out there. There's so much advice out there, and it's not that any sort of dating advice or relationship advice is right or wrong. It's just you can't – it's like dieting. There's not one diet for every person. I learned that after I went through 4 years of nutrition school and then worked with people. You know, I used to be a vegan when I was a young hippie living in Colorado and for moral reasons. And then I realized it wasn't the right diet for my constitution. You know, it just didn't fit my body type. And that's how I feel, you know, dieting tips isn't for everyone. And same with relationship advice. You know, it really depends on the individual. And so that's why, you know, when I share my story, I have a really juicy blog online on my website, and my writing is very candid. I am pretty ballsy and vulnerable, and I say things that most people wouldn't say. I say things that you whisper to your best friend, you know, late at night after a bottle of wine. And I kind of just put myself out there and share the deep, intimate details of my life, in particular the hard times, the challenges. And I do so because I really want to be that voice and have other women out there know that they're not alone, that they're not just reading another, here's how to text your boyfriend, you know, here's how to Tinder date, you know, the generic information that's out there in the dating world. And again, that's totally fine. But to me, I want to get down to the root of it because the relationship issues and dating issues, and I'm sure you've seen this with your clients, like, it really comes down to the inner work. It really comes down to the mindset. It comes down to all those old resentments and bullshit that we're still carrying in ourselves that's holding us back from relating in a new way. So all my years of doing, like, you know, life coaching, in general, I call it all life coaching, let it be relationships or intimacy or whatever. You know, my work is about really getting down to the root cause, the blind spots, you know, doing, getting back into the empowerment work as an individual, and then your relationships will flourish. So that's right. Why when my blog is so out there and people either love it or absolutely hate it, you know, when they hear my stories and my opinions. And it's fine. I'm like, wait, this, you know, my advice doesn't resonate with you. That's great. Go find someone else. But then I find the people that do, and maybe a smaller percentage, but it's 100% bang on. And I know all the years I've been out there and getting my own coaching, my own mentoring, because I've worked with a lot of coaches and mentors myself and teachers, that, you know, I really, when I hear someone finally get me, when they finally understand me, that's when I have my breakthroughs. So
yeah. Go ahead.
So yeah, I'm not sure where you want to go next. I mean, maybe we can talk somewhat about maybe we can talk about guys and sex. How about that?
Well, yeah. So that was actually my next question for you.
I've worked with like thousands of men. And, you know, and I guess I know we have a lot of male listeners here on the show. I'm talking more for the woman here because that's really my passion now, is to help women. But part of my whole thing with being a dating coach for women now is because I was an intimacy coach for men for 10 years. And
okay.
I saw a lot of patterns that happened with men across the board. It doesn't matter culturally or racially or whatever, you know, there's this whole common thread going out there for men.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of my clientele were upper middle class business professional executives. So these were men that were, you know, making good money. A lot of them were married and had been in, you know, long-term marriages and relationships, white picket fence with, you know, 2.5 kids, the trophy wife. You know, I'm painting kind of the picture of this kind of business executive guy that he had succeeded in his business. But in lieu of all of the energy he put into succeeding for his business with the goal of, when I make it big, I'm going to be able to provide for my family. When I make it big, my wife will have, you know, the diamond ring of her dreams. Like, when I make it big, my kids are going to have all the opportunities I never had when I was a kid. And what happens, though, is that by the time they get there and finally make their money, their wife is divorcing them, the kids are out of the house, the family's fallen apart, and there's no love and passion and intimacy left because he didn't value getting back to the connection with his wife. And he was so stressed out from working all the time that he literally lost his erections. He lost his male vigor and his, you know, down there. It literally would stop functioning. And there's so, I mean, I can only imagine what it's like to be a man and not be able to get it up. You know, how that must just rock them to their core, their confidence, everything. And yet it's really, really common, especially if we're, you know, talking to the generation, you know, we're talking more, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, of how many men have sexual dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my work was, you know, addressing their sexual dysfunction, but really, to me, again, it was the bigger picture of what was going on with their goals and their values and how they misplaced putting their wife and their sex life as a priority. And that's
right.
Why so many of these men go out and cheat and go see prostitutes and go have extramarital affairs, because they're like, they blame it on the wife. Well, she's not giving out to me anymore. After 10 years, it's dry. She doesn't even touch me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a two-way street. Like, why doesn't she want, you know, why doesn't she want to get sexy with you anymore? Maybe it's your approach, too. Maybe it's because you haven't provided her intimate needs. And I don't mean go home after a long day of work, banger, and go to sleep. Like, a woman's sexuality is based in her emotions. A woman's sexuality is so much more than a man's, you know, physical mechanics. Not to say that men aren't connected to their hearts and have emotions too and feel divine love and amazing connection. But in terms of like the functions of sexuality, that was the breakdown. It was like they didn't get help to build up their intimacy until it was too late. And she hadn't been getting her emotional needs met for so many years that, you know, she went to one of your intimacy product parties. She found a wonderful vibrator. You know, she may have an affair, she may not, but like a woman knows how to take care of herself. She gets her emotional needs met by her girlfriends. She can have a vibe. She doesn't even really need the sex, especially since it's so crappy, you know, and so she turned off. And so, I mean, this is the thing I found. And then the men lost their empowerment and they lost their erections. And then they would go and mess around. And as soon as they came back with, you know, the affair, the whole marriage would be shot. But it wasn't even because of the affair. It's because they, as a couple, over the years, did not nurture the relationship as much as he nurtured his finances. You know, they didn't nurture their intimate connection as much as she nurtured her children. And this is such a big issue here in Western culture, because the men are so prize oriented, and then all of a sudden they lose it all. And then, and even when I worked with couples, you know, they would be at the end of the marriage, they're talking about getting a divorce. Finally, she's like, or he says, you know, let's go to a sex therapist. You know, let's go do a tantra workshop. Let's go do something about this. And the thing was, I had saw so many couples that came to me at the end of their rope. But frankly, it was too late, you know?
Right,
it was too
late
to get sex therapy because they had 20 years of resentment, 20 years of not having their needs met, 20 years of all this other stuff in between them. And it's like, I can't teach you some, you know, love-making technique that's going to make things better for you guys. Like, we need it back to the basics. You need to learn how to romance your wife again, you know, like you did on day one. Yeah?
Right. Yeah. It's so funny. I find that, too. Like, men will wait till they've absolutely hit rock bottom to get help. And at that point, it's like an enormous mountain to climb, or it's just too late.
Right. So, I mean, my biggest takeaway there is, you know, and this gets back to more of our audiences listening that's single or just entering a relationship and they're ready for, you know, partner number two or what may have you. They're ready for the relationship that's going to last a lifetime. And in particular for people that have had a significant relationship before that failed and they're ready to do it differently. And my number one thing is, you know, find other ways to share intimacy that's not just sexual intercourse. All about the connection and the chemistry and the touch and the love and the emotions. And that's so much what these women want. Because again, going to the, you know, the corporate guy, 20 years, no sex, goes home. He gets frustrated. He's like, dude, I came on to her. I tried to bang her, but she doesn't even, you know, she doesn't want me. And it's like, because when was the last time you took a day off in the middle of the day of work, brought her home flowers, drew her a bubble bath, slowed down, looked her in the eyes, and just caressed her and listened to her and get into her world and emotions? When was the last time you just held her, you know, and hugged her with not just trying to stick your thing in her? Like, you got to get back to the beginning and really coax a woman out of her shell, you know. And the flowers aren't going to do it. It's the whole enchilada. But if you can build these practices at the beginning of your relationship, and this is where so much of my work in Neo Tantra has so many amazing tools of intimacy without the sex. You know, there's... when you can get into the meditation and the yoga, like I talked to in the beginning about the energetics of sexual energy, there's so much you can do with your clothes on. There's so much you can do with your clothes on. You can have full body orgasms with your clothes on. And those are the tools that I teach my clients. And those are also the tools for the singles that I work with of bringing into the dating game. You know, from day one, the foundation, because it's, you know, usually we meet someone, they're an amazing match, the chemistry's hot, seems like we have a lot in common, you know, 1, 2, 3 dates, you're pretty much, you know, in our culture, it's kind of that 3-date rule in general, is like that's when you're going to start sleeping together and, you know, eventually you're in a relationship. But if you just jump to the sex as the foundation of your intimacy and you do end up being in a long-term relationship, and it's just common biology that after a certain number of years of having one primary sexual partner, and especially as women and men age, you know, and our hormones get whacked, we go through menopause, the men are getting older, and the testosterone drops. Like, the 20-year-old hot bing sex vibe just isn't the same for older couples. So what can you do instead of having the foundation of your love and connection not be sexual intercourse? You know, that's where you can get into cuddling practices and massage and genital massage and all these other ways that you can share that connection with your partner and make it a practice together.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Scarlett, we're going to go to a quick break and we'll be right back. And we have definitely, there's a lot more to this juicy conversation. And we will talk more about your coaching with women. So we will be back in just a moment.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. And for those that are listening, this is a live show, and the number to call in and ask Scarlett, Amore, or myself any questions is 323-642-1569. Just dial one. We'd love to answer any of your questions. So, Scarlett, why did you transition to helping men with their sex lives to coaching single women to help find their soulmate?
There's a lot of reasons to that. One was just after 10 years of working with men and their lumpy dicks, I just got burnt out, you know. And part of it was that in terms of men's empowerment, I felt like with me as an intimacy coach, there was only so much I could do to help them. It was like I got to the point where I was a Band-Aid, but they really just need to pull the whole scab off. And so on the big picture, it's like, you know, the help that they sought with me, that these men, with their intimacy work and their broken marriages, you know, yes, I gave tons of value to them, but it got to the point where I was like, you know what, you guys actually really need to go work with other men. Like, that's when I want to push them out of the nest. Like, there's only so much I can do for you here. And I'm a huge, huge, huge advocate of men who are on the conscious path, right? They don't want to make mistakes of the first broken marriage and giving it all to their job and kind of that picture I painted earlier in the show. That they want to become empowered, evolved men. You know, they really want to be the next level man for the next level relationship. They really want to call in their goddess, their queen, and have a remarkable connection that's going to last a lifetime. And that comes from working with other men. That comes from them finding other male mentors that understand the business mindset, who understand women and understand consciousness to empower them and send them off in that way. So that was kind of one phase I felt like I had served my duty. I got a little burnt out on the coaching with men, and I really felt like they needed other male mentors to take them to the next level. The other piece to that was more personal. I also was in and out of relationships, still single, and I was deeply, deeply, deeply seeking my one, my soulmate. I was ready to be married again. I was ready for a remarkable soul-level relationship and conscious partnership. And yet, here I was being this, like, intimacy and love coach, but I wasn't in a relationship myself. I was in and out of a lot of relationships. I had a lot of experience, but I still didn't have that, like, yes, this is it. You know, let's create a home together. Let's create a family together. Let's spend the rest of our lives together. So I felt like I needed to make a drastic change in my entire lifestyle to make space in my life for my beloved to step in. And that was a big blind spot of mine, that in this work I was doing with men as a male intimacy coach, along with that at the time, I did have somewhat of a wild adult lifestyle. I was exploring polyamory and going to sex parties, and I was living in LA and Hollywood and part of this kind of glitzy, glampy, adult modern lifestyle that was completely counterintuitive to what I really wanted. I wanted a monogamous relationship. So I kind of got this big aha of like, wait a minute, girlfriend. Like, who am I being right now? There's no room in my life for a husband when I'm doing this intimacy coaching with men and kind of hanging out with this whole social circle within the sex positive community of this more open polyamorous relationship world. And there's nothing wrong with that lifestyle. It just wasn't in alignment with my own personal heartfelt dream of being in a monogamous relationship and being married again. So that was like my big personal like breakthrough. And if anyone who's had a career, especially if you're a coach and you've had a coaching practice for 10 years and you make a shift to a totally different audience and a totally different genre and a totally different platform, it sometimes is business death. So I went through a big transition. I moved away from LA. I moved down to San Diego, where I really felt like that was where I wanted to create my family and have this lifestyle of my dreams. And I got into business and marketing, which is another coaching program that I actually have. I do business and marketing for other relationship coaches and consciousness and personal growth coaches to help them build their business. From there, making that transition and really changing my personal life to be in alignment with the life I really wanted, I moved to San Diego with no friends, no job, no money, like pretty much nothing other than I knew in my heart and my gut and my soul, this little beach town is exactly where all my dreams are going to come true. Mm-hmm. And that huge leap of faith, and then rebuilding my life on the back end without the guy, you know, without that one in my life, I built my life anyways as if he was already there. And that was when my whole life just completely transformed and everything worked. My new coaching program totally took off, doing the business and mentoring. I made a whole new community of friends with other, like, conscious couples and, you know, health-conscious people and just a totally different lifestyle that I was living in Los Angeles. And lo and behold, the man of my dreams was literally living around the corner from me where I got settled down. And so that was when after I, you know, had a breakthrough. And then let me back up. Before I met my beloved, when I was in this transition period, you know, no longer coaching men with intimacy. I was doing more business and marketing. I was dating. I had a boyfriend for about 2 years when I first moved down here, who was my one at the time. And this is, if anyone who's listening is kind of into like that whole soulmate phenomenon and there's this amazing connection and it's so easy to think someone's your one. Mm-hmm. I knew this particular man at the time, this boyfriend, was my one for now. I knew that we had a purpose together. Yeah, I also deep down inside, I knew he wasn't the man I'm going to marry. So I was in a relationship with him, you know, for a year. I actually consciously separated from him because I was like, okay, you know, you're an amazing boyfriend. This is an amazing year. Thank you. But, you know, I really need to be true to myself. Like, I want to be married. And, you know, there's just some places here where we're really not the best match for a lifetime partnership. I love you. You're an amazing boyfriend, but I think we should move on. And then I made this mistake, Carly, of getting back together with him. We broke up for a few weeks, and then I got back together with him. You know, I am not perfect. You know, frankly, I got chicken. I got lonely. I fell back into my old patterns, and I went back. And that second year of the relationship was tumultuous. It was really, really, really hard, and it put me face-to-face with a lot of my wounds and shadows and blind spots and all of these places inside of myself that I wasn't really facing. And I'm grateful now. We had a rough breakup. That was what got me, this is me personally, in my own personal life, like that's what got me to get back to hiring my own coaches, my own therapists. I hired dating coaches. I hired a psychotherapist. I hired a hypnotherapist. I hired men to give me coaching. I hired women to give me coaching. Like, I put all of my energy back into being a student again. And that was the breakthrough that I needed to, you know, getting mentoring from someone else, even though I'm a coach, to really clearing my heart and clearing my mind. And that was what finally, bam, you know, man of my dreams, everything on my list and more, you know, literally stepped into my life right around the corner from my house. So that long, long, long story short is why I switched to coaching women. After I got into this relationship, after that year of getting my own coaching, my own growth from my own teachers, and I had that huge breakthrough of my blind spots, of what was keeping me from, in my dating life, keeping me from my one, Mm-hmm. And as soon as I, you know, was with my beloved, I mean, people stop us on the streets, literally stop us on the streets being like, oh my God, you guys are just so inspiring to me and amazing. I wish I had love of that. How, oh my God, you know, how many decades have you guys been married? And we're like, oh, we've been together for 3 weeks, you know? That's the kind of relationship that I want for everyone. So I started coaching a lot of my girlfriends and our friends. And even though I have 20 years experience, you know, with my own coaching, I finally was just like, okay, you know, I hear you, universe. Like, it was so in my face that it was time for me to work with women and to mentor women who were just like me, that they already, you know, they believe that they already had all the answers. They read all the books. They've done their own coaching. They're coaches themselves, you know, whatever their story may be, like that they're rock star women. You know, they do their yoga, they do their personal growth. Like, they really are these amazing goddesses that have all of their stuff together and yet still single. And they still can't find their guy. And they don't just want a guy. They want their king. They want a conscious partnership. And they're just standing around being like, you know, WTF, like, I don't get this. I've done everything in the book. I'm doing all of my personal growth work. I'm putting myself out there dating, and I'm just not meeting my match. And again, it's not even about how you're dating so much. And it's definitely not about the men. It's about her and her own individual heart and soul and looking deeper at those belief systems and blocks and old resentments and wounds that she just can't see. That's why they're called blind spots, you know, of that deep, deep inner work. And so that's the work that I do with women and my Empowered Woman in Love program. Yes, it's a dating coaching program, but really for me, it's more of a personal empowerment program to really guide my sisters who are a lot like me, who are at the end of their ropes. They know he's right around the corner, and yet they just can't see it. They don't understand why they keep repeating the same guys ghosting them all the time, or the guys that they get deep into a relationship with them, and then all of a sudden, boom, they leave them for some young 20-year-old. Or whatever the pattern may be. We all have those patterns if you look at your own dating life of why it never worked out. There's got to be some sort of pattern, and it's easy to point your finger and be like, oh, well, I, you know, all my previous boyfriends cheated on me. They're douchebags. It's them. And it's like, wait a minute, no. Yes, that's them and their issues. And yes, that's a pattern, but it's a two-way street. You know, why were you sticking around with these guys? Where is your self-worth? Where were you not listening to your intuition? You know, where were you giving too much when you really need to take care of yourself? Like, those are the kind of questions that I work with. And, you know, it's not for everyone because not everyone is ready to be called out on their shit. Not everyone is ready to really face their deepest wounds and really take responsibility for their life. The woman I work with are. The woman I work with are really, really ready to get it handled and to be happy with or without the guy and to rock on with their lives. You know, if you have this dream vision of, like, because I work with, you know, like a lot of women that are yoginis. This is like a story I hear a lot. You know, the woman, she's this amazing yogini and a yoga teacher, and, you know, she's waiting for her partner to go travel the world and set up a yoga retreat studio in, like, Costa Rica or something, right? She's waiting mm-hmm. for the guy. So she's holding back on her life, and she's not doing it because she keeps waiting for this dream man to show up and get married, and then they'll go do it together. My whole philosophy is, like, F that. Like, I want you to get that plane ticket and whatever. Sell your furniture, whatever you need to do. You need to go out there and take that flight to Costa Rica and start volunteering at a retreat center that's just like what you want. And lo and behold, if you go out and live your dreams with or without the man, you might just meet him there. You're not going to meet him back at home on the farm. You're going to meet him in Costa Rica at the yoga retreat studio, who's also traveling the world looking for his beloved to start his own retreat center with her. You follow? Like, to get ballsy and put ourselves out there and take this whole next level step and not hold ourselves back anymore.
Yeah, that reminds me. I was recently reading some kind of article about what not to put on your online dating profile, and someone put, don't put that you like to travel unless you really do travel. because everyone likes to travel. I was like, she has a point.
Right. Here's another online dating profile thing that I saw so often. It's the guys that say, no drama, right? The guy wants a no drama girl. And to me, I'm just immediately like, dude, you are the most drama-filled guy out there. You must be the drama king. Why else would you attract drama queens, you know? I mean, it's all mirrors. It's all mirrors for us. I mean, I'm not trying to point the finger on it. It's just I think what we all need to get with conscious dating is that whatever is triggering us in the other person is a mirror of shit we need to work on ourselves. And that relationships are a cauldron for huge growth and transformation. You know, if you're on a spiritual path, yeah, you can be a monk and cut yourself off of the world and sit in a cave for the rest of your life and battle with your mind and meet God. Or try being in a relationship. You know?
Right.
To me, I think being in a relationship, a conscious relationship, is probably one of the biggest spiritual journeys we could ever be on. As long as your mindset is in there and you are willing to move beyond the old paradigm of blame and resentment and victim and he said that, and she said that, you know, you just get into your bickers and fights and then the relationship ends and you're over it and then you just repeat it again with the next guy or the next woman. Because you're just, it's all mirrors. Relationship and love is a mirror, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So,
for sure.
But that's only if you want that, right? I mean, it's fine if you just want a simple life. But if you're here for something more, then it's easier said than done and totally worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we are going to go on another break, and we will be back in just a bit to finish out the rest of the show with Scarlett Amore. Well, then we'll be right back.
Wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is gone.
Hello, we are back on Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein, and I have our special guest, Scarlett Amore, on the line with us. So, Scarlett, this has been a fabulous conversation. Let's just some dating tips for conscious, empowered women who are seeking their life partner that you can offer.
Right. So I guess the emphasis on what I'd like to close with here is for the conscious, empowered woman out there, right? She's doing the work. She's into her personal growth work. She's really, really ready for her mate. The emphasis is on really getting clear, 100% clear, that, yes, you are ready for your partner, your life partner. And when you get that clarity, that needs to back up your dating actions. And what I mean by that is, if you are 100% ready for your life partner, then watch your dating tactics that you're still not going out there doing one-night stands and dating guys that are, you know, a 50 or 60% yes or even 80% match. You know, do not settle. And I mean, we say it all the time, but I also hate the don't settle for less statement. But I actually stand behind that because what happens is we go out there and date, we get involved with guys that we miss their signals of, oh, yeah, I just got out of a relationship, not really ready. But you really like them and you think, oh, if I date him for 6 months, then he'll be ready. I see so many women do this, and I did this myself. And so I'm really into the art of courting and bringing back this old paradigm of courting and taking our time to get to know each other. So this is my tip. If you really are ready for 100% spot, yes, I'm ready for my soulmate, partner, husband, ready to go, then change your dating and stop doing casual dating. I'm not saying not go out on dates, but stop giving them your sex so freely. Stop getting sexually involved and dive into a relationship with someone until you are 100% sure, both of you, that you are a probable match. From there, you know, you can move on with a relationship, but so often we don't even have those crystal clear conversations with our potential mates to even know where they're at. So I actually have a really great YouTube video series, if anyone's interested in this, called Wait For It, Commitment Before Sex, where I've given a long talk about my journey of when I finally met my life partner. We actually waited 50 days shag. And you have to understand, I'm a very sexually active woman. That was a very long time. We had this beautiful courting ritual. And when we finally decided yes, even though we knew the moment we met each other that we were each other's ones, we built up those intimacy practices that I talked about earlier. And we had found all these other ways to share intimacy without actually having intercourse. And we courted. He courted me, and we took time to really, you know, ask the 50 questions that you need to ask about your compatibility and morals and values and lifestyle. Give it time to see where the red flags are before you both decide to commit, and then have a beautiful commitment ritual with a lovemaking retreat and officially be a couple, you know, and then you can give it a year to see if it really is worthwhile. So that's it. My whole thing is, you know, let's just not give it away so quickly. If you really want your partner, you know, change your dating and stop giving it away so quickly. Take your time, allow men to court you and get to know them as well.
Yeah, thank you. That's the same thing I say. However,
oh, yeah.
I tend to speak more towards men and say, you got to take the time and court her, like make her feel special. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, honey, that's why we need to join your matchmaking company. We got to hook up your guys with my girls.
Yeah, we well, I guess I can officially announce that because I haven't announced it on the air yet. But so that'll be coming in the next few weeks. Wing Woman Matchmaking with me, Carly, was created. So that's definitely going to come up in the next few weeks. The website will be ready. And and it's just, you know, like, I mean, I just had a guy earlier today, he says, well, when do you have time to go on a coffee date? And I'm like, I was like, you haven't even asked if I like coffee yet. Yeah, so we're, you know, it's like, seriously, oh, especially, you know, dating an entrepreneur is a whole nother story. Like, you,
in order to get an entrepreneur, you need to have a whole other show on that.
I know. In order to get an entrepreneur away from their dream, you got to be special. And believe me, an hour or two drinking coffee with you is not my idea.
Oh, but see, here's my counterpoint to that. That's why I encourage Chip to be entrepreneurs too and to be on her path. And a guy who sees a woman who's on her mission and purpose is going to be just totally enamored, because something in his primal brain will say, I don't have to financially support her, so she's my one. And then they're going to bend over backwards to take care of you because you're self-sufficient, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's that weird catch 22 of being the independent, empowered woman, rocking your world, but then we need to learn how to relax into our feminine to allow these men
exactly.
to take care of us emotionally, right?
Yeah, that's a whole other show, and I talk about it on the show often. But Scarlett, thank you so much. How can people find out more about you?
Well, definitely go to my website, scarlettamore.com. That's with one T. S-C-A-R-L-E-T-M-A-M-O-R. If you go to scarlettamore.com/free, I have a wonderful love fire starter kit that you can download. And for the women in particular that were resonated with my message, I'm giving away a free week-long video course for the Empowered Woman in Love community. And you can find the link to that video course at scarlettamore.com/EWIL, standing for Empowered Woman in Love. You'll find that on my website, and I definitely encourage everyone to read my blog. I think it's pretty humorous and ballsy and vulnerable, and people on the internet tend to like it. So
I agree. I was reading the article on blowjobs, and I was like, oh
that one's going viral. It's Dear Men Who Love Blowjobs, Advice from a Woman. I think that's a perfect starter point for getting into Scarlett Amore's world.
It's funny because I was reading it, I was like, this is what I tell people all the time.
Well, and this is from me 10 years coaching men on sex, being like, dude, you know, I'm just going to have your listeners go and read it. I don't want to give it all away right now.
Right. Definitely. Well, again, thank you so much. It's been a fabulous show. And we'll definitely have you back on to talk about more juicy stuff for sure.
Yeah, so much love to you, Carly. And I just love the work that both of us are doing, because I know my big picture is I just want to help perfect couples find each other. Because I really believe that this next level of relationship, this conscious relationship, is what's really going to help change the world and shift all of the energy that's going on with all the, you know, war and politics and all this other bullshit. I really think we need more people in love and more people working consciously through their stuff and being power couples. That's my mission.
Definitely. I love it. I love it. Well, again, thank you so much. And everyone go visit her website. Scarlett's website, which is www.scarlettamore.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, hon. Take care, everyone.
All right, again, thank you, everyone, for listening to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein on facesofsuccessradio.com. You can tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, and we'll be talking to a relationship coach from Chicago next week. Her name is Molly Hillig. Have a great evening, everyone. This is Carly inviting you to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein on facesofsuccessradio.com. Learn tips and tricks for improving your sex life, dating, and relationships. Join us Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on facesofsuccessradio.com.